whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
So do you think Brady just doesn't really put the work in?
Well, I don't know.
Because it is, I mean, you know, the guys like Aikman and Collinsworth, I think.
They work hard.
They do. They work harder than you think they do.
And going to those meetings, putting together your show sheets, really digging in, finding narratives and angles to talk
and
about.
And talking to players and coaches.
Yes. Well, half the problem is that Brady can't do a lot of those things because he's not allowed to do it because he's a part owner of the Raiders.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's not allowed in certain meetings, and which, again, just goes to show me that he's half-assing it. And as Ron Swanson once said, don't half-ass two things, whole-ass one thing. Which goes back to the Raiders thing. How much effort is he putting into this? Is he really out there digging around and finding out who the best candidate is? Is he talking to people? Or much like the broadcasting thing, is he just going out there and being like, I'm Tom Brady? So yes, I think when it comes to the broadcasting thing, one, it's harder than you think. I don't know why we all thought Tom Brady was going to be the greatest thing ever. They gave him like $300 million. Whenever I listen to Tom Brady in interviews or whatever, he's not Peyton Manning. He's not the most engaging guy in the world. He's handsome. But no, I just generally didn't understand the fervor around him, and he's not very good at it. I think if you did an honest assessment of all of the color analysts on the national broadcast, and it's the first year guys can get better, but I don't know if he's going to keep doing it. Other than they just
didn't they give him like a 10-year deal?
Yeah, but now with this owner thing, I mean, it does complicate it. He's the worst color guy of any of the national broadcasters.
Is he gonna see? I think he's getting better, and I think he will continue to get better as long as he works at it.
Yeah.
Now, if he's not working at it, then that's a different story. But and maybe you're right. Maybe he has too many, other things going on and things preventing him from being good at it. But. Yeah, I lost my train of thought.
Rats. I kind of
had a point.
I felt the wheels spinning there, and yeah. I was like, where?
I had a point there. It was such a good sports point, too. Whatever. So the favorites for each opening.
Yeah.
Now, this doesn't mean anything. This is just the odds makers, what they think.
Sure.
The Patriots, the favorite is Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people that think they got rid of Mayo simply to go back and get Mike.
But they could have gotten Mike last year and not hired
Mayo. That's the part that doesn't add up.
Yeah. They're so stupid.
Well, the only thing you can say about that is it sounded like Robert Kraft all along. This has been his handpicked guy. And then when you listen to Robert Kraft, did you see any of his press conference?
Who?
Robert Kraft's.
No.
Well, this is the weird part about Robert Kraft. He made this big deal about how he has all this faith in Gerard Mayo and how he's going to be a success and blah, blah, blah. And just he's heartbroken over it. And then he's like, he says, I put him in a terrible position, but I'm still going to fire him. It's so weird.
Well, maybe it was just a situation where they thought Mayo was the guy and he always thought Mayo was the guy. And then he saw Mayo as the guy and went, dude, this is not the guy.
Yeah.
And I've got to make a move fast. Maybe, it's possible. Yeah. I mean, sometimes that happens.
It's so weird to listen to someone stand up there and talk about all these nice positive things and about how it's not his fault and blah, blah, blah. And then be like, yeah, we're going to fire him. Even though I gave him the worst roster in the NFL.
It's not very Patriots-like.
It is not.
You know, but Vrabel, if they do upgrade to Vrabel, that's a pretty good move.
Yeah.
If they get him. The Saints, you know the odds-on favorite to get the Saints job is?
Aaron Glenn, maybe?
Joe Brady.
Really?
Remember Joe Brady?
Yeah, passing game coordinator extraordinaire who just...
RPO guru?
Yeah, and yet fell off the map.
I mean, Joe, don't call me Tom Brady.
He had that fallout, and Carolina fired him, and was that Matt Rhule that canned him?
Then he went to LSU, or was that LSU?
He was there before, yeah.
And then he went, where is he now, Bills?
I think that's right. I think he's the Bills OC.
Bears, the favorite is Cliff Kingsbury.
I can see that. Kingsbury did talk about this year how he wanted another job, and the job he's done in Washington is spectacular. And Kingsbury wasn't terrible in Arizona.
No.
He had some good starts that never really finished, and now, with everything with Kyler Murray, I think some of that has been lifted off of Kingsbury's shoulders.
Who is Liam Cohen?
He is the offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and he's in that... God, why can't I think of his name?
The McVay coaching tree?
No, who just from Carolina? The
Canales.
Yeah, Canales. So he was him and Canales were the one that kind of resurrected Baker, and so
I want to keep that private.
He is a name that you hear popping up on a lot of those. If you can't get Ben Johnson, and you want an offensive guy, he's kind of that next in line.
Liam Cohen. He is the favorite to get the Jags job.
Okay, and that would make sense. Again, you're sticking in Florida and you're trying to bring someone that needs to, I'm not going to say fix Trevor Lawrence, but this is a big year coming up for Trevor Lawrence to kind of get back on the right track.
And then the Jets, it's a tie between Vrabel and Jeff Ulbrich.
Come again?
Yeah.
Just keeping Jeff Ulbrich.
Yeah. It's a tie. That's the odds. I'm not saying they're doing that, but that's the odds. Yeah.
Okay. Can we just...
Well, something tells me you don't like Jeff Ulbrich.
What? So you get rid of your defensive head coach.
Robert Saleh, who, by the way, is going to interview for the Jags job.
Okay. So you get rid of Robert Saleh, who's in charge of running the defense. Little
fun fact there.
And you promote Robert Saleh's defensive coordinator in Jeff Ulbrich. And do you know what happened to the Jets defense as soon as Robert Saleh left?
Off a cliff.
And Ulbrich took over. It crashed and burned.
They were like a top five defense across the board in every category with Saleh there, and then just tanked.
On God's green earth has Jeff Ulbrich done overseeing that absolute garbage fire that leads you to believe that he should get that job? And here's the other one. Someone, please. When was the last time? Maybe I'm just missing some people. When was the last time that the interim guy taking over ended up doing
Rich Bisaccia
being the guy? I mean, just stop with the interim. Just,
I mean, he did have a winning season.
One.
Well, then they fired him.
I just want someone to tell me the last time that the interim guy worked.
Rich Bisaccia.
It did not work.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't. 1 year of like 9 wins is not good.
I think that is good.
We've got to stop with that. Although it's the Jets, and that would be the most.
Let me see.
I'm not sure which is worse, hiring Rex Ryan.
That, he went 7-5, and then they fired him. That's unbelievable.
Rich Bisaccia.
He was winning. Why'd they fire him?
I don't know.
And they even let him finish the season.
This is Rich Bisaccia. I don't know.
Or maybe that was that 7-5 after? Okay, so that, I'm sorry. That's wrong.
Okay.
Because he was the interim.
Yes.
And they didn't hire him.
Okay.
Remember that? So remember there was a big push to get him hired.
Yeah.
And they ended up not, and he moved along. That's right. He was 7-5 as the interim coach.
Okay.
Okay, so when was the last time the interim coach?
Yeah, ended up being a real successful guy. I'll wait. It just it doesn't
just wait.
Doesn't happen.
I'm thinking.
Jimmy Tom Sula.
He wasn't interim though.
He was and then became the guy.
Yeah.
He was?
Yeah. He was like the coach for the last game or two of the previous season. Everyone loved him. The front office loved him.
And that's
and
what happened.
Jim Tom Sula.
You fire your guy and you bring in the cool guy.
You bring in the guy everybody likes, and then he sucks because people like him, but he's not actually good, and then you got to can him.
And it's usually a guy that under no circumstances, none, that you would ever even interview for the job. But because you need someone to steer this rudderless ship, you need someone to give you a Dutch rudder. You're like, I don't know. Promote this guy. And then the players are excited because he's a player's coach and you play hard for him. And then it turns out there's a reason why he was never a head coaching candidate. Remember Antonio Pierce? I think it was Max Crosby that was like, if you don't hire Antonio Pierce, I want out of here. Hey, Max, how did that work out for you?
Yeah, it's always best when the players make the decisions about these things.
I get it.
By the way,
Antonio Pierce is a cool guy, unless you're an Arizona State guy. He's a cool guy, and like you like drinking with him, or he's a cool guy to hang out with when you're running defenses. He shouldn't be an NFL head coach. He was a disaster.
Fun fact, Rich Bisaccia, one of only two coaches to interim coaches to ever take their team to the playoffs.
Oh.
Yes.
Playoffs?
I've got a full list since 2000 of interim coaches.
I do, too. There's a Reddit thread on this.
Oh wow.
All right, well,
oh, wait, of interim coaches or ones that ended up being hired? There's a difference. He's asking, when you aren't you asking when they hired the interim guy permanently?
Yes.
When does that ever work?
Yeah, yeah. But I just want to see the list. Is there a good coach?
Leslie Frazier?
Is there a good coach amongst that?
Why'd you gloss over that? He was pretty good, wasn't he?
No, he never really did much of it.
I'm looking for one.
Let me look.
I'm asking. Because every time they hire the interim, I sit up here and I'm like,
Jason Garrett?
Really? That's where we have to go to.
I mean, he won some.
We have to go to Jason Garrett.
Can I offer you this?
Please. I'm desperate.
Leslie Frazier was the interim in Minnesota.
Okay.
He then got hired, mm-hmm. went 3-13.
Yeah, it's not good.
Followed by 10-6 and a trip to the playoffs.
It's tasty.
Where they lost to the Packers in the wild card game the very next year.
Yeah.
5-10-1 and fired.
And yet I'll bet you he's one of the better ones.
I mean, he got him to the playoffs after a 3-13 season.
Playoffs?
What is that? Like, he went 20-30 then.
I know. I'm just listen, I don't have a lot to work with here. I'm trying.
Yeah. Don't hire the interim guy. Much like this.
Romeo Crennel.
I want to run! Romeo Crennel. Remember when I was talking to the Timbers and the Thorn staff, and I just had one simple piece of advice? Don't sleep with the players. Ooh. Just don't. Don't make sexual comments to the players. Don't touch the players. Just don't. This is my same thing with the NFL. Don't hire the interim coach. Don't touch him.
Romeo Crennel.
Don't look at him. Just don't.
Was interim coach for the Chiefs in 2011.
Yeah.
Went 2-1.
Tasty.
They thought, wow, this guy's really good.
Gotta keep this guy.
Next season, 2-14, fired.
Stop. Hiring the interim coach is sleeping with the secretary. Don't do it. Seems like a good idea.
Ooh, I got
Seems
one.
Like a fun idea. It doesn't end up well for you. Hold it
on.
Just doesn't.
I got another one.
Yeah. Give me one more.
Hold on. I got this.
Give me one more.
I desperately want to throw something in your face, but I
do.
I
want one to be good.
Well, Mike Leslie Tice?
Frazier was good.
Mike Tice.
Mike Singletary.
God. Mike Singletary was the worst coach of all time.
No, he was
not. Yes,
you were so hyperbolic.
Bad. Jim Tomsula's a better coach than Mike Singletary.
Whoa. That is not true.
That is insane. That is insane.
Mike Singletary's threatening players. He like wants
pulling
to fight
his pants down in the locker room, showing his ass.
Mike Singletary 5-4 as interim coach in 2008 for the Niners.
Hired him.
They hired him. He went 8-8, 5-10, fired.
Then Tom Sula won that game, the 16th game of that year.
This goes back, by the way, to my player thing, the Tom Brady. Mike Singletary, arguably one of the three greatest linebackers of all time. Playing does not mean. Sean McVay wasn't a good football player. He's a really good head coach.
Ooh.
Right? Being successful on the field does not mean that you know what you're doing when it comes to running a team. Unless you're Tom Brady, then you're so handsome and you're fine. The only Tom Brady can't do, apparently, is make his wife happy. Other than that, he's fine.
Well, and do his prep for a broadcast.
That's true.
Tom Cable, 4-8 as interim. They still hired him. He went 5-11 and then 8-8.
And was that before or after he punched somebody out of his own staff?
And punched another coach.
That's why he got fired. Because he was 8-8. He was getting better.
Yeah. And punched a coach in the face.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you can't. I had a buddy that played for him and just says that dude is wild. Like, you want to talk about high T coach? I give you old Tom. Him and Mike Tice would both literally challenge players to fights and thought they could win.
Oops. Doug Marrone.
Oh, Doug. Dougie Doug Doug.
Aha!
Now you got one?
Well, he was. Well, I do. He was 1-1. Mm-hmm. As interim, Jacksonville hired him in 2017. Mm-hmm. He went 10-6.
That's good.
And made it all the way to the AFC Championship game. In your face, it worked.
That was when they lost to New England, right?
Yeah. For some reason, I thought
Bortles.
That was...
Wasn't that like the ultra-low scoring?
Yeah, it was Bortles.
For some reason, I always thought that was either Coughlin.
No, he was long gone.
Yeah.
Who was that?
It was Marrone.
Oh, that was Doug Marrone.
That's what I just told you.
Oh, okay.
10-6. So he went 1-1 as interim.
Yep.
10-6. Yep. Went to the AFC title game.
And?
Do we have to keep going?
Yeah, we got to keep going.
5-11, 6-10, 1-15.
1-15?
Yeah, then they fired him. Hey, but you're dismissing.
I am dismissing.
Two quality interim hires.
I am dismissing.
In Leslie Frazier. Yeah,
out of like 30 in the last 25 years.
And Doug Marone. And boy, hey, listen, I'm not done.
Quality is a really loose. That's
no, you
loose
are done because we have to go.
Yeah, we
okay.
Gotta go.
All right. All right. I have, coming up next, I have something very exciting for all of you. And we are titling it The College Football Crack Block.
Let's go.
On The Fan.